you said that California has always had, you know, these kind of extreme weather incidents. So what is it that's going on now?
Yeah, the whiplash we've experienced has always been this way, but I would say that it's becoming more extreme and sudden, and where we oscillate between much more intense droughts and much more intense rainstorms, and our infrastructure just isn't set up to handle that constant back and forth. And they're coming at really bizarre times, and like the last time we had a tropical storm here, I think, was in 1939. We never get rain like that in August. In August, we're like praying for rain, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we might be washed away. So those types of events, I would say that is different.
And I think it can seem like, oh, great, it's drought, there's fires, rain's great. Like, rain's going to help this stuff. Is that true? Does the rainfall help?
Well, I mean, it does and it doesn't. I think about the Thomas Fire, which torched a ton of Ventura County at the end of 2017.
A relentless and behemoth blaze, the Thomas Fire forced thousands of new evacuations today in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties.
And then a few weeks later, we get this really big, powerful storm, and all of a sudden, that land becomes a massive mudslide that goes straight into these homes in Montecito.
Hundreds of emergency responders are searching for victims right now, breaking through roofs and sifting through mud. There are 17 confirmed dead and another 17 that remain missing.
And that's what can happen to communities who are in burn scars, who then experience these big, powerful storms. In some ways, yes, the rain is great, but when it comes at such a deluge and all at once, like we the land is already suffering. We don't have the plants to hold the soil together. So the impact of those rains actually causes more damage. And we're also kind of grappling, trying to figure out a way to save all this water. We've been behind on that for sure.